And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath and I'll be here for the next hour or so playing various mantra-based music, kirtan, chanting from around the world, some various things pertaining to conscious and yoga and spiritual culture. First track is going to be by Pia, aka Gorangi Devidasi, with a track entitled Dalalera Gita, which is a rendition of a Bengali song written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who was a 16th century? It's too far away. Maybe 19th century? I should check that. 17th, 18th, 19th. Anyway, a while ago. And he wrote a whole bunch of different songs pertaining to bhakti culture or bhakti yoga culture or devotional culture. So this is a really nice long song. We're going to try and go a little deep with the tracks today and play less tracks but longer tracks, just to kind of get into the different groove or mood that the artists, the performers are trying to get across. This clocks in at about 11 or 12 minutes long, so enjoy. It's a nice track from a little while ago, and we'll be back right after this track just to kind of ease you into the next section, and also to give you a little bit of info about what are the different Bengali verses in this song, and what is the singer singing about. I hope you're doing good. Here's Pia with Dalalera Gita.
Time. Yeah.
You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And we just heard from Pia, aka Gurangi Devidasi, with the track entitled Daladara Gita. And she's put out a few albums, three that I know of. from 1998 until present, maybe more. Originally from London, UK, and now I believe residing in the US somewhere, I think in North Carolina area. The track that she chose for that we just played, or rather, that she chose to cover there, was a composition by Bhakti Vinod Thakur, devotional poet from a few hundred years ago, it was based in West Bengal. It's written in the Bengali language, and so there's 11 verses in that composition that you heard, and several times you heard her chanting the names Gaur and Nitai. So these are short for Gaur is short for a person named Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Nitai is short for the name Nityananda. So these were two people that were alive and kicking 500 years ago or so in India, and started a whole other style of chanting, whereby it became more of a accessible public, anybody can join in kind of spiritual romp, for lack of a better description. So fun and good times with Gaur and Nitai, chanting these different Sanskrit mantras and names for the divine. The one verse in here that caught my attention: Bodo Doyal Nichananda Shraddha Matre Loye Den Parama Ananda. And reveals an aspect of an interesting aspect of bhakti, or the path of devotion, which we see in so many different spiritual traditions around the world. Shraddha matre loye. So shraddha means faith or firm faith. So faith is kind of like a central point in devotional culture. It's kind of like a mystical transformational point that opens up deeper levels of reality. And the term for that in Sanskrit is Shraddha, and this is like a very sort of deep-seated or deep-rooted type of faith that stems from evolved experience and through revelation. And so this verse, Bodo Doya Nityananda Shraddha Matre Loye Den, is basically saying that Nityananda, who was one of the personalities we talked about just before, is bestowing the highest ecstasy simply in exchange for this Shraddha, or this firm faith. I'm going to play a couple of public service announcements, and then we'll be right back just to introduce the next set. You listen to Mantra on CATR in Vancouver.
The mountain people live close to the earth, in the sky.
On Friday, December 14th, the holiday hustle begins with the second annual benefit for the W2 Community Media Arts Society. Over three floors of performances, including The Librarian versus Self-Evident, Mandai, Vendettas, Bastet, Cherche la Femme, and many more. Check Holiday Hustle 2 on eventbrite.ca for special deals, or grab tickets at W2, Beat Street, Zulu, High Life, and Red Cat.
I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
So the next set, we're going to kick things off with a track by Bottom G entitled The Way to the Light. And this is a track from the release Sufi Safir. And I didn't actually have a translation for this track, which kind of perked my interest. However, Matab, a good friend here at CATR, she was able to translate some of the Arabic in this track. So basically, what the different segments of this song that he's chanting, like in repetition. He's talking about just the whole Sufi experience of dancing and chanting and becoming drunk or intoxicated on this kind of devotional bhava or these devotional sentiments that are arising within the heart from his practice of whirling and chanting and prayer. And so he says in the closing verses that by losing everything he gains everything. So this is like saying by he lets go of his practice, he lets go of all of his material or temporary attachments, and in doing so this whole world opens up whereby he can experience something more whole or some a more full experience, which is happening for him on a spiritual platform. So without further ado, here's Baramji. I'll just mention a couple of other things that are going to happen in the set, though, just to give you a heads up. We're going to hear from a track by Rakshama, and we're also going to hear from Sadhu Nada, who is a really prolific guy. We'll talk a little bit more about him afterwards, with Bum Bum Bolo, and also probably right at the end of the show, we're going to hear from Beautiful World. These are kind of longish tracks, so just to kind of allow us to get a little bit into the groove of what's going on. The track Bum Bum Bolo is a chant which is directed towards Shiva or Lord Shiva, and Rakshama Prasd, which is the war track, is chanting to the Divine Mother. And the first track, as I said, A Way to the Light, by Bottomji from Sufi Safir.
This morning I'm going to present two ragas which are combined into one. Thank you.
Namo Namaha Tulasi Krishna Preyasi. prayasi. Radha Krishna seva pavo, hey Avilashi. Radha Krishna seva pavo, hey Avilashi.
Back, you're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM, and that was a rendition of the Tulsi Kirtan by Beautiful World, who is Matthew Portwood from Minneapolis, who also teaches with Radiant Life Yoga out there. He has a whole bunch of really great pieces of music, and you can find his stuff online at on bandcamp.com. Just type in Beautiful World, it's all one word. And tons and tons of really great stuff for yoga and otherwise. And some nice recommendations for other music on his page, too. But that track features the words. This is close to Sanskrit, but it's actually Bengali again. A lot of the words are interchangeable between Sanskrit and most of the Indian-based languages, although they get changed a little bit. So, Namo Namaha Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Radha Krishna Seva Pavo A Abhilasi. Those are the words that you heard chanted in that particular song. So Tulsi is a name. Tulsi is a tree, but is also considered to be a person, Tulsi Devi. And so in India you see that the Tulsi tree is worshipped in that way, as considering her to be a person. And so Tulsi is known as one of the gopis, or one of the young girls that help Radha and Krishna in their amorous pastimes, or their lila, or their play. Radha and Krishna are representing the male and female divinity, and the exchange of love between the bhakta, or the devotee, and the supreme source. And so in the play between Radha and Krishna, Tulsi is considered to be somebody who can help the aspiring bhakti yogi to develop that attachment, those feelings of attachment for the Supreme, through a mood of seva, or divine service. Also in that set before that, we heard from Wah, the most wonderful Wah, from her Shavasana 2. Oh, I should mention that that track comes from the release Two Becomes One by Beautiful World. Before that, Wah with Rakshama from Shavasana 2, And Rakshamaru word, Rakshi means protection or shelter. Mostly protection would be most closest, I think. So again, in Sanskrit, Rakshama, ma being the mother or the divine mother. So when we say Radha Krishna, Radha would also be fall into that category of being seen as the divine mother. So ma is kind of like also like Sita is another name. Devi, Shri, there's many different names for the Divine Mother in all kinds of cultures, many different cultures and traditions from around the world, not just the ones that utilize Sanskrit as their predominant language, or I guess that would be mostly in the Vedic category, but others do. Before that, Bharamji and the Way to the Light were from Sufi Safir, and we started everything off with Pia or Gaurangi Devi Dasi with Dalalera Gita, another song in Bengali. The last track is going to be by Sadhu Nada, but before we get to that, I'm going to play a couple of public service announcements.
Downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Okay, we're back. So there's some technical difficulties here at the station. There's some things not playing properly. I have some announcements to make before we play the last track. First off, tomorrow, which would be Friday in Vancouver, there is going to be a Give Peace a Chant Kirtan gathering. That's going to be starting at 8 p.m. At Open Door Yoga, which is West 16th and Arbutus in Vancouver. More information about that, go to givepeaceachant.org. Also, I should mention that on the 21st, which is the winter solstice, there will be a special Give Peace a Chant Global Kirtan at St. Paul's Labyrinth from 7 till 9:30. More information about that you can get from the website too. Other things coming up on December the 8th, which is this Saturday. One thing that is happening is going to be in Chant Kirtan Gathering that happens at 6 o'clock at Unity Yoga. That's East 10th and Commercial Drive in Vancouver. Let's drop in by donation, 6 p.m. at Unity for Enchant Kirtan. If you want to get together and chant, both of those are good opportunities to do that. Also, that day, Intention 14th Intention Gathering Fundraiser is happening. It's Tribal Market and Dance Party. The market is going all day, and that's going to be happening at the Grandview Legion on Commercial Drive. So the Tribal Market between 2 and 7 p.m. costs $2 to get in. And then later in the evening, there's going to be a fundraising dance that you can get tickets for that I believe is $10 to $30 sliding scale because it is a fundraiser. And then later on in the month, skipping ahead, if you're looking for an alternative way to get to a gift shop, the Inner Evolution Center is going to be hosting a local shopping fair type thing. And it's a free event on the 14th of December, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. And a lot of local vendors and people and gift giving and gift making ideas. So if you're looking for an alternative to buying a bunch of stuff, mass produced stuff, this isn't one of those options. And that is at Inner Evolution Center. You can Google. I don't have the location in front of me, but it's in Vancouver. You can Google and find out where that is. Go to their website. Also, what else? On New Year's Eve, there will be Buddha Rave. And this is a drug and alcohol free event happening at the Roundhouse in downtown Vancouver in Yaletown. And so various music happening at that event. Doors open at 9 o'clock, and I think it probably goes to 2 or 3, I'm not sure. But if you're looking to go out and dance and you want a sort of more of a non-drunk atmosphere, then that might be for you. It's Buddha Rave, and more information for that you can go to buddharave.com, and then I think that's about it for announcements. The last track is going to be Sarunada with a track entitled Bum Bum Bolo from the release of the same name. He's a pretty prolific guy. I think he's put out like 4 albums or more in the past couple of years, or past year or even. And he's basically like a traveling mendicant who has kind of got a sort of gypsy sort of style to his kirtan. Some other elements in there too. I think he has a website. I don't know the address, but if you just Google Sadhu, that's S-A-D-H-U, Nada, N-A-D-A, you'll come up with that. And he's got lots of music for download. Oh, that you can buy just based on donation. That's going to keep him wandering, doing his mendicant thing. They call it begging alms. And so he's just kind of supporting himself with his music and trying to share these different mantras with everybody. And Bum Bum Bolo, this is dedicated to Shiva. Shiva Shankar, someone that we don't really have time to go into this song as much as I would like to, but you're going to hear Hara Shiva Shankar, Shashankar Shekhar, Hara Bum, Bum Bum Bolo. And this is kind of a famous chant. A quick translation, this is an offering to Shiva, who takes away, who is the embodiment of peace and auspiciousness. And by taking away, he takes away all kinds of obstacles on the spiritual path, unwanted things. The embodiment of peace and auspiciousness, whose ecstatic dance of universal destruction tears away the veils of ignorance. of Risen One, the primordial being who wears the moon as an ornament, free me from the chains of temporal existence. So there's more in the mantra than that, in regards to the sound of Shiva's ankle valves and taka, which is like the sound of Shiva's drum as he plays it. Also, the word bum refers to the sound of Shiva's drum, and the word bolo means say or to sing. So here is Bum Bum Bolo from the release of the same name by Sadhu Nada, and we'll be back next week for another installment of Mantra here on CATR, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Thanks for tuning in today. Hope you enjoyed some of the music. Take care of yourself. Namaste.
Dimmy, 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 taka, natana kilo.